Ea strolled along the path, feeling her way through the murky darkness of dawn. As she made her way deeper into the woods, she took a moment to listen for any sounds of pursuit before veering off the path and making her way through the dense underbrush. She felt like she was returning to the comfort of her mother's womb, to the teeming rainforest that was her true home. But as she pressed further, the vegetation became impenetrable without a machete to clear the way, so she stopped and sat down, her thoughts swirling. "What am I to do now?" she wondered, but even as she asked, she knew there was only one answer. She would follow her grandfather's orders as she had always done to be a good granddaughter and not do anything that would have them regret taking her into their home. Besides, what did her dreams matter? She hadn't even believed they were possible. More of a wish than anything. As she sat, she felt a familiar tingling sensation on her scalp. She looked around to be sure no one was around. The sensation increased as she reached up to stroke the sensitive raised areas. The tingling felt stronger than ever, like a jolt of static electricity. "That's odd," she thought. She couldn't recall ever feeling the sensation so strongly. Ea took a deep breath inside before getting up and brushing off her skirt. She gazed up at the sky, where she could make out just a few remaining stars peeking through the treetops. She tried to pray, but didn't know what to say or who would listen to her pathetic pleas, anyway. Ea returned home undetected, her journey uneventful. Over the years, she had become a master at blending in, at being virtually invisible to her fellow villagers, but for how much longer? She wondered as she approached her grandparents' home. But as she was about to enter, something felt off. The air felt charged, and she could hear her grandmother's voice raised in anger. She snuck closer to the doorway and peeked inside, where she saw her grandfather, Ompe, standing with a calm expression, while her grandmother, Maria, shouted, "How could you do this without at least talking to me first?" There was a long pause. Ea snuck closer and glanced through the doorway to see Ompe standing with a placid look on his face. He shrugged, but remained quiet. "Have you forgotten about Ea's?" Maria stopped, waving one hand around her head, but she couldn't finish the sentence. "What? Can't you say it?" Ompe finally replied. "Our granddaughter's deformity, her malformation, her curse? I believe you've referred to it these ways and more." "Yes, I remember. How could I forget? You've had us all walking on eggshells for what, these last 10 years, since you discovered them?" "Only because I love her, and fear for her safety," Maria replied, her voice trembling with distress. The sound of her grandmother's voice brought back a vivid memory from Mia's childhood, a memory she had buried deep within her. Days after her parents had disappeared, her grandparents had taken her in. It would be much later before she learned that marauding warriors from another village had killed her father, and her mother had gone missing during the attack. One day, Maria had taken her 3-year-old granddaughter to the river to wash off the dust and grime left over from hiding in the woods for several days. Her mother had ordered her to go, and don't come out until you hear me call you. But her mother had never called, so it was fortunate for Ea that someone had stumbled upon her hiding place. Grandmother Maria gently lowered Ea's head back to wet her hair and prep for washing it with the Puscoponga plant that was their natural form of soap when she pussed. She brought Ea back to a standing position as she felt along the young girl's scalp. "What is this?" she asked quietly to herself. "Stand still, girl. Let me see." Ea did as she was told and waited patiently as Maria felt along her head and scalp. "Oh no, this cannot be," the old woman said with a note of desperation. "Oh, my poor girl, my poor, poor girl." She clutched Ea to her chest, rocking her back and forth. "What is it? What's wrong?" Ea wondered. What had her grandmother found that would cause her so much anguish? A wave of fear coursed through her tiny frame. They stood there in the shallows of the river for several minutes until Maria finally finished washing her hair, then wrapped it in a length of cloth to dry. Still standing in the water, Maria bent down to her, looking her straight in the eyes. "Listen to me and listen carefully. This will be our little secret, do you hear? No one is to know about," she pointed to the top of Ea's head, "that," she finally finished. "No one," she repeated. "Bad things will happen if anyone else ever finds out. Promise me you'll tell no one." Ea nodded, confused and more frightened than she'd ever been, even more than when her village had been raided just a few days before. "I promise, Grandmama," she whispered. "Good girl," Maria replied. She looked around and smiled, though it looked to Ea as though the smile was about to fall from her grandmother's face. "Let's go home and get something to eat." "Ea, Ea," her grandmother called. "What are you doing out there? Where have you been? Come in and get something to eat. It appears you have a much different day ahead of you," Maria said as she glared at Ompe. Ea shook herself, surprised to find herself back at her grandparents' hut. She nodded to Maria and entered the hut to sit down next to Ompei. She wanted to ask him if he was sure of his decision, if perhaps he hadn't misinterpreted the message from his spirit animal, but not knowing how to broach the subject, she said instead, "What will I be doing today, grandfather?" Ompei smiled at her and patted her knee closest to him. "Today, your training begins."